Well, here's another reason not to start vaping. A new study done at Stanford shows that teens who use vaping products are up to 7 times more likely to come down with COVID-19 than non-vapers. The study is the first to look at the connection between vaping and the coronavirus. For more, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with Dr. Bonnie Halpern-Felscher, Stanford University professor of pediatrics and the senior author of this study. Professor, thank you for your time this afternoon. Long before the pandemic, experts were warning about teen vaping, but your findings really take those warnings to a whole new level.
Yes, good evening, and thank you for having me on the show. They do. Really, our findings are saying if you've ever used an e-cigarette in your life and you're a 13 to 24-year-old, you're 5 times more likely to be diagnosed with COVID-19. And if you used e-cigarettes and cigarettes in the past 30 days, you're almost 7 times more likely to be diagnosed with COVID. So those are huge numbers and really quite a warning to users.
I don't know if they've been able to tease this out yet, but is there a difference in risk for COVID between traditional cigarette smokers and e-cigarette smokers? Is there a difference there?
So we don't really know. And in fact, in our study, it was very difficult to know. The reason, there have been other studies with adult smokers looking and showing that they're about 2.5 times more likely to be diagnosed with COVID. Ours is really the first study that's a population-based study to look at youth and young adults. And because the typical pattern for adolescents was to use both products, e-cigarettes and cigarettes, in the past 30 days, it's really hard to tease those findings apart. But I will tell you, if you look not just at our data, but national data looking at rates of e-cigarette use and patterns, teens are most likely to use e-cigarettes. So, and they start with e-cigarettes. So that's why we really do have the conclusion that we think that the findings are really driven by e-cigarette use more than cigarettes. But we really can't fully tease that apart.
Do you know the mechanism at play here? In other words, is it the damage done to lungs from vaping that makes that individual more susceptible to COVID-19, or is it more complex than that?
Well, you know, unfortunately, our study couldn't tease apart the mechanism, but we think it's more complex. I mean, certainly, if you are an e-cigarette user, and studies show this, that it definitely hurts your lungs. And we also know that both smoking and vaping hurt your immune system. So given that, if you then add something that already hurts your lungs and you breathe it in, you're more likely to potentially not only be sick, but even get the disease because you're bringing it into your lungs and deeper into your lungs. But we also think there's an exposure factor here. We know teens share their e-cigarette devices. They're sharing them amongst each other. Even though most of our students or participants were sheltering in place, they still may be in the backyard sharing. You're increasing your exposure to the virus. Hand to mouth, right? You touch a doorknob, you touch a vape, you put it in your mouth, you're more likely to be exposed. And then some scientists are questioning whether the aerosol in the e-cigarette, the big plume that comes from it, whether that might have the virus in it and you're breathing that in and breathing it deeper into your lungs. So those are some of the hypothesized mechanisms that we're hoping that we or others can figure out.
Before we let you go, I have to ask you about getting this message out to teens. Okay, they are a notoriously tough bunch. They think they're invincible. They already think they can't get the coronavirus. They're vaping now. How do you get this message across?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, we're really hoping that parents, doctors, you all, thank you for covering this. Others will really, and teens themselves will talk to each other and say, you know what, this is one more piece of evidence that e-cigarettes are harmful. And we're really hoping that this stirs a conversation and says, look, we had EVALI, we have asthma, we have bronchitis, we have many, many things going on with teens right now from vaping. This is one more, and it's really time to quit. And we have I'm the founder of the Tobacco Prevention Toolkit, completely free online tool that parents and youth and providers can use to find information and talk to teens.
Professor, thanks again for making some time for us. We do appreciate it. Dr. Bonnie Halpern-Felscher, Stanford University professor of pediatrics, and again, this senior author of the study on vaping.